When Rene Noriega retired a few years ago after a long career as a Border Patrol agent, he felt there was only one thing to do next.
I learned to do massage.
If that's not what you were expecting, there's more. Noriega learned to work not on humans, but on horses. He is an equine physiotherapist, and his specialty is high-performance horses. But through a chance meeting a couple of years ago with a Grand Canyon mule wrangler, Noriega got the opportunity to expand his clientele.
I had no idea what a mule was built like, so I had to go back and educate myself on the mule before I came up here so that they wouldn't eat me alive. They're all old cowboys.
For the last year, Noriega has been giving massages and chiropractic adjustments to the canyon's famous mules. On this cold morning at the South Rim, he's set to work on several dozen of them.
Right on the third vertebrae. Oh, there's a spot right there.
Noriega says mules are much sturdier than horses. They can carry as much as 35% of their own weight. But that strength doesn't make them immune to the soreness that can come from hiking in and out of the Grand Canyon a couple of times a week.
Since these guys can't talk to us other than by showing us, it's up to us to decipher what they're doing. If I've got an issue in the foot, it could be just a symptom of something that's actually going on somewhere else in the body.
Nearly 5 million people visit the Grand Canyon each year, and many of them take mule rides to the bottom. When you combine a long, steep hike with up to a 200-pound passenger load, it's no wonder these animals are prone to stiff muscles and injuries. But after a year's worth of body work, Noriega says many are starting to show improvement. They're getting stronger, more agile. Even their dispositions are changing.
There's a couple of them that see me, and they get excited because they know that that's all I'm going to do is come in here and work on them and make them feel good. Now, at the same time, we get the other side of the spectrum where you get some of the mules that say, oh, my God, there's Renee. I hurt right here, and I know that it's going to hurt, and I don't want to mess with it.
9-year-old Maude is one of those mules.
It's more like, are you done yet?
Inside a barn at the South Rim, Noriega works on her sore legs.
What I'm doing right now is just stretching the muscles. There you go. Once we get that stretch, I can release the pressure on it.
Livery manager Max Johnson watches from a folding chair in the warm barn. It was Johnson who offered Rene Noriega the job of working on the mules when they met at an equine health clinic in Tucson 2 years ago.
Well, we knew that we had mules that were sore shoulder, sore hips. He said he could do it on the mules. And he didn't lie. He darn sure can.
For the last year, Johnson and several other Canyon employees, including his wife Sue, have been keeping detailed notes on each mule's sessions with Noriega.
Like Truman needs to rest for a week. Berta had a tight front end, and her right knee was out. She had sore shoulders, sore left hip, saddle sores. One of the guy's saddles does not fit, so he won't be allowed to use his saddle anymore.
This might sound like a lot of pampering for a bunch of dusty mules, but the Johnsons believe the work the animals do in the name of tourism and their celebrity status at the canyon warrant the attention.
We're in the business for tourists, but they're not my top priority. I mean, not getting them hurt, yes, but these mules are my top priority. That's what I'm here for, and it's been working so far.
Maybe for mules like Maude, their ornery reputation is undeserved. Maybe all they really need is a good massage.
Yeah, I think she's ready to go back into service. Mm-hmm. She's feeling pretty good right
for
now.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.
See how kind of fuzzes around?